Hey, reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I start with your first name?
Carrie, that's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, Y as in Yawn.
And your last name?
Grant.
And a good callback number?
229-262-0633.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. And do you have your member ID number?
Yes, it is. Hold on, let me see this again. 00-2025-9809.
Okay. And can you verify the address registered to your policy?
817 Woodlawn Drive, Audacity, Georgia, 31601.
I have a different address. Perhaps it's an older address?
The old address is 480 Murray Road, apartment F116, Valdosta, Georgia, 31604.
That's the address
I
have.
The only address I got, that's the PO box.
No, it's okay. That's the address I have. What's the vehicle that you're calling about today?
The Ford Fusion.
I do not see a Ford Fusion.
Oh, Lord. That's the only car I'm driving. I just paid insurance on yesterday.
You just put insurance on it yesterday?
No. I had this car for like almost 3 months now. A Ford Fusion, 2016 Ford Fusion.
I do not
What car do you see?
We're not supposed to read off the list.
Okay.
And I guess. Can you tell me? I can tell you if you confirm it.
Okay, I didn't know. What you got?
I guess it was maybe perhaps the first. I don't know. I only see one car listed on the policy.
Okay, you see my car, you see that. That's my car, not because might not be my car.
We're not supposed to read off the list. If you tell me, I can confirm it.
I can't think of it. I got one car. The only car, the car that I had on there, maybe, was the, what car that? Oh, shoot. What was the car, too? Chevy Malibu.
Yes, that's exactly what's
okay,
on here.
That car been dropped from there. That car been dropped. A new car, that's why I'm paying on a new car. I'm paying on a Ford Fusion because I went to acceptance right there around the corner where I work at, right there off of Inner Perimeter and North Oak. And I got my new car on that Ford Fusion, and I get a VIN number if you want that because that should be on there because that's what I'm paying three something for.
I don't have ability. What color is your Ford Fusion?
It's like a smoke gray.
Let's see.
But that should be my policy.
Because I don't have the ability to modify your policy. The only thing I do is dispatch roadside assistance.
Right.
So if your policy is incorrect, you would have to contact your insurance agent or your insurance company.
I just paid my bill yesterday, $351. I just paid it yesterday. I don't know why that ain't on there yet.
I don't have
that yesterday. Do you have a payment either?
I don't see that in death because I'm not your insurance company.
Oh, okay. Oh, you work for something, all right? Oh, I see. Everything should be in the computer.
I'm like a company hired by acceptance to dispatch roadside service. Oh, so I can't God. See. Yes. So I can't see your policy or your payment.
Lord have mercy. Look, I'm a car. I can't get in the car. I can't get road assistance. Lord have mercy. Jesus. And they close. They close. I know they close today. It's a holiday weekend.
Have you tried the 1-800 number?
That's why I call. And the first day, give me a problem. See, they call Nat Jen. I call Nat Jen. Nat Jen can me call y'all. They give me your number to call y'all. So I don't understand that there.
If I add the vehicle, usually it will charge you.
No, should be charging me. I'm gonna say, I don't understand what's going on here. Why my car is not on there? And I'm making payments on the fourth season. But you called me yesterday. You know your payment? Yeah, my payment. $351 total. I paid $48 to that gen and $301 to the insurance company. So, like, I don't. And that was back in, almost two months ago. I got that car, and it was on there. I said drop the Chevy Malibu, and add my Ford Fusion. Never told her. So I don't know why that's not on there. We go to my email, see when I put that policy on. I can go back there and tell you when I did it.
I don't have the ability to see either.
No, I look at my email, but I can see you still won't have it. I don't understand that day yet. Let's go with
6 months.
Right. They might have it. Let's see.
I'm way back.
Let's see. All right, here, right here. I think it's right here. I got this car back in April, I think it was. You had them back in April when I got that call.
Ma'am?
Oh, it's a sir. It's a sir.
Sir? I was typing. I apologize.
It's all right.
Okay. My system keeps timing out, so I can't even see past the step.
Okay, I got this car way back in, I'm looking like February. Way back then. Right here.
Because I'm trying, okay, because it's like my system isn't allowing me to go past any step. It keeps giving me an error message. But either way it goes, usually with acceptance insurance, when the vehicle isn't on the policy, we can not necessarily add it, but say this is the vehicle that you need service on, but it will be an out-of-pocket expense. which means that you'd be paying out of pocket for whatever service you need today. The only way around that, from my understanding, is to contact your insurance company, because they're the ones who input the information into the system. And yeah, we go by what they put.
Yeah, they shoot us one out there. They messes up for me.
Okay, it finally pulled back up. So if I put in your other vehicle, the Ford Fusion,
right,
it says that this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly, and then you can send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration.
Okay. I'll see. Like I said, I'll see if they open, but I doubt it. But I see. I'll see. But if they open, I'll tell them. No, I'll try to call them. They're a locksmith, and hope I get reimbursed for locksmith.
I'll leave your ticket open in case you call back.
All right.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
All right.